Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Parker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Ken Williams. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave LaPointe. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach strikes out. Salas drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Steinbach out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. 1 out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baylor strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hubbard hits a line drive into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Weiss hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. 2 outs. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach bunts towards the mound. LaPointe fields it and throws to first for the out. Parker moves to second. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LaPointe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into left field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Boston moves to third. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Steinbach for a passed ball. Williams moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Boston scores. Williams scores. Hill moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Canseco moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parker hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Canseco moves to third. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Canseco scores. Steinbach moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbard hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Salas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Salas is 0-for-2 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a fly ball towards left. Parker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Parker. Boston moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing third base. Fred Manrique now playing second base. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Stan Javier pinch hits for Walt Weiss. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Javier now playing center field. Tony Phillips now playing shortstop. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stuart Johnson moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Johnson steals third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Johnson. The throw to Stewart covering the plate. The slide. Johnson is out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Gallego pinch runs for Mark McGuire. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallego moves to third. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Parker moves to second. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Glenn Hubbard. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gallego tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Stan Javier batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey now catching. Mike Gallego now playing second base. Terry Steinbach now playing first base. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Salas is 0 for 3 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Parker. Boston reaches second base with a double. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Lyons is walked intentionally. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Manrique hits a fly ball into left field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Davis now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lansford bunts towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Manrique covering, for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Canseco is walked intentionally. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gallego hits a fly ball towards right. Calderon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Calderon. Phillips scores. Canseco moves to third. Gallego moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parker is walked intentionally. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 4 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.